Colorado State quarterback Garrett Grayson gave himself the perfect springboard to an impressive final college season in the Rams bowl game to end 2013. Down by 15 points to Washington State with less than 3 minutes left, Grayson led Colorado State to 2 touchdowns and a field goal to win a thriller, and Grayson carried that performance with him into 2014.
Probably the end of last season, in our bowl game, the way we came back, battled back as a team, just being a part of that whole experience and knowing, I didn't necessarily fold under all that pressure, because we were down 15 with a minute 50 to go. And that's, it's a lot of pressure, obviously, and knowing, I played well down that stretch, that gave me a lot of confidence, and, I took that into my senior year and, had a successful season. We went out and won 10 games, and, so I think that's when it all started to click for me.
While wanting to build on that big win, Grayson also came into 2014 wanting to protect the ball better, and he succeeded. After posting a 23-11 touchdown to interception ratio in 2013, he improved that to 32-7 last season in being named the Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year.
The biggest thing for me was I didn't want to turn the ball over, and I think that just goes back to knowing defenses, knowing what teams are trying to do to you. And understanding the game plan that you go in with that week. And that was something I wanted, the turnover. I wanted to lower that going in my senior year. I did a good job of that. Didn't put the team in tough situations. A couple times I did, and that's something I look back and I still can work on, still correct that. But overall, I was very happy with, the turnovers that I did. So
Grayson wasn't able to work out at the scouting combine due to a hamstring injury, but he performed well at his pro day when healthy, and he has himself squarely in the running to be the third quarterback taken in this draft. Spending the last 3 years playing for Coach Jim McElwain, who brought the pro-style offense he coordinated at Alabama to Colorado State, has meant a lot, too.
Yeah, that's something with Coach Mack. Coming out of high school, actually, when Coach Fairchild was at CSU, that was a huge decision for me. I wanted to play in a pro style. I feel like the guys coming from college that play in that kind of system have the most success in the NFL. So that was a huge decision, or part of my decision, when I decided to go to CSU. And then when Coach Mack got hired, I was obviously extremely happy seeing what he did at Alabama. And it's, it's something I think that gives me a leg up in this draft, kind of seeing the guys that play in the spreads. All the verbiage they're going to have to get used to, protections, everything. I'm used to it. So I think that's something that definitely benefits me.